This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. So we got a lot of things getting ready to happen. A lot of things. Big week. We all know this. We should have covered this one. Well, you know, it's not a big deal because it's not happening yet. But I think it's today, in fact. The gay cake thing is going to the Supreme Court. Upcoming Supreme Court argument about a baker who refused to bake a cake for a same-sex couple makes some civil rights lawyers think of South Carolina's Piggy Park Barbecue. When two blacks parked their car at a Piggy Park drive-in in August of 1964 in Columbia, South Carolina, the waitress who came out to serve them turned back when she saw they were black and didn't take their order. In the civil rights case that followed, Piggy Park owner Maurice Bessinger justified the refusal to serve black customers based on his religious belief opposing any integration of the races whatsoever. Now, federal judges had little trouble dismissing this guy's claim, and they said undoubtedly defendant Bessinger has a constitutional right to espouse the religious beliefs of his own choosing. However, he does not have the absolute right to exercise and practice such beliefs in utter disregard of the clear constitutional rights of other citizens. This was U.S. District Judge Earl Simons, Jr., who wrote this in 1966. And by the time the Supreme Court heard the case in 1968, the issue was the award of fees to the lawyers representing the black South Carolinians who sued Bessinger's restaurants. But in the footnote to the unsigned 8-0 opinion, the court called the religious freedom argument and Bessinger's other defenses patently frivolous. Now, let me explain the difference between this. Bessinger served barbecue. And barbecue is barbecue. You want ribs, you want pork butt, you want pork, you know, tips, you want tripe. Brisket, ribs, whatever, chicken. You go there, I'll have the brisket sandwich, I'll have this. You don't go there and say, hey, listen, I'd like a specialty brisket deal, and would you please put it in the shape of a penis for me and my male, blah, blah, blah. It wasn't like that. They weren't asking for special service. They were asking for service. All right? Now, between us girls, I don't really care if somebody doesn't want to serve me. I've been in places where they didn't say, I don't want to serve you. They just treated me like crap. So I left. In effect, I don't know. Was it because I'm black? Was it because I'm ruggedly handsome? I don't know why they didn't want to serve me. I don't know why they acted like crap, like I was crap. Maybe they didn't think I had any money. I don't know. Have you seen those shows where the Pretty Woman, where she goes into the Beverly Hills thing? That wasn't black and white. They were like, she's a, you know, country bumpkin, or, you know, she has no idea of style, so I'm not gonna worry with her. And the girl left. And then she goes back and gets the concierge, and he says, I'm going to make sure you get treated correctly. He squeezes the skids. She goes to another place. They treat her like a queen. Richard Gere pays for it all or whatever, and life is good. That's it. It happens all the time. But anyway, my point is this. At the barbecue joint, he wasn't serving people. He's serving everybody except these black folks, and they didn't ask for anything special. At this cake place. And this is why I think that this is going to go in the way of the owner of this place. He's saying, look, I got lots of stuff here. I got lots of gay clients. You can come in and you can buy anything you want. Well, when you tell me you want me to bake you a wedding cake, I'm not baking it. And here's my thing. I don't think you can make him bake it. I think that if he says they could have bought anything in my store, I didn't discriminate against them buying stuff in my store. Did they accuse me of that? No. But they wanted me to bake them a wedding cake, and I'm not going to bake them. Go buy one of my cakes. I shouldn't be forced to bake you a cake. What else can you force me to do for somebody that's against my religious principle? For example, if somebody says, I can't think of anything off the top of my head, but if there's something that's against my religion, you know, curse me out. You know, no, I'm not going, well, I might, if you're a leftist, and you tweet me wrong. I got a friend, they own a chain of grocery stores, and she follows every tweet that I do, and I have to remember that sometimes. These are very religious people, but I get, you know, look, I get fired up over conservative principles, because at the end of the day, there should be no reason we won't want to curse. I don't want to get mad at people. I don't want to wake up in the morning and be mad at folks. I don't want to wake up. I don't even want to go through my day and be mad at people. But that's what happens, because we get things like the Steinle verdict, or we find out that Al Franken has two more accusers, or John Conyers is blaming the sexual abuse accusations or misconduct accusations on the fact that some woman was a white woman. Well, they weren't all white, John. And on and on. They want to tell us that the choices that we've made, that we can see that are benefiting the country, are wrong, but the choices that they made that put this country, I'm talking about Barack Obama, that put this country on a road to hell, are the good choices. What are these people talking about? They get up in the morning picking fights with us. Oh, look, Flynn, Donald Trump, he talked to the he told Flynn to talk to the Russians. Look, woo-hoo-hoo. They're all excited. Excited over what? But what's the end? What are they going to end up with? Well, I mean, I can't even imagine what when they came back and said, oh, geez, you know, oh, Brian, what's his face, got it wrong over there at ABC. Oh, man. You know, what did Joy? I don't watch The View. Did she go back out on The View and go, oh, geez, that breaking news bit that I did? Bad news. Wasn't what I thought it was. Isn't going to impeach Trump. You know, what, Oberman, why did he leave? Oh, it's all, my work is done here. Is it? I mean, what are these people, what do they want from us? Do they want us to roll over and just let them, crater the economy? We are proving that we know more than they do. And I think that's what has them so mad. Anyway, back to this gay cake thing. I don't know what's going to come out of this. I'm no legal scholar. I'm nowhere close. But I believe that when that guy says, they could have bought anything in my restaurant or in my bakery, but they didn't. They chose a cake. They chose to do something that I'm not going to do. And, you know, look, I understand you want, if you wanted to say I discriminated against them, you would have to say that they could not buy things in my store. And that's not the case. It's like a person that makes a custom bike. He may sell regular Harleys, but he doesn't have to make me a custom bike.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177, or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope, from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, JP Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. The Roy Moore vote is a week from today, and I love it. They've got this embattled Republican Senate candidate Roy Moore is ahead on one new poll, but tied with his Democrat rival in another recent survey. Now, what's going on right now is the Democrats are cheating in Alabama like you wouldn't believe. Right now, I saw a story that said Al Sharpton's half-brother is registering felons. Probably friends of his, old roommates. You know, they are not, they cannot have a loss here. I mean, it's a Senate seat, and everybody obviously wants it, but I mean, you know, from a Democrat or a Republican perspective, but I'm saying the Democrats are looking at this as like DEFCON. This is, we have got to beat this, win this seat the same way Hillary Clinton had to win the election. This is re-litigating the election all over again. A new CBS poll released on Sunday said 71% of Alabama Republicans say that allegations against Roy Moore are false. The survey of likely voters found that Moore, who had been accused of sexual misconduct, leads his Denver Democrat. I don't know what's going on with me. his Democrat rival, Doug Jones, by from 49% to 43%. He's got 49%. The other guy's got 43%. So it's got a margin of error, but neither one of them has a plurality. And the seat was formerly held by Attorney General Jeff Sessions. Now, the Democrats have a hill to climb. It was Sessions' seat. It's a Republican seat, and probably in a Republican district. And I suspect there are many people who understand what's going on here, and they're saying, nope, let's sneak it in. I don't know what's going to happen, but I'm going to make a prediction that Roy Moore wins. Maybe it's just wishful thinking on my part, but I don't want him. I don't want Doug Jones in there. He was a prosecutor, which means he's got a pretty good understanding of how crime really works, and he may be fooling the Democrats into believing that he's a, you know, he's a true Democrat. Most prosecutors, they get it. They see crime and go, nah, you're not going to get away. If he was a defense attorney, maybe different. But everything I've read about him, he's a pretty bad character. But the thing that gets me is this, because I don't, to be honest with you, other than the fact that it's politics and it involves a Senate seat, I don't really care. You know, I don't want leftism to win anywhere. And I certainly don't like it when they orchestrate wins. And that's what they're doing here. They are trying to vilify a man based on information that none of us really know. We're supposed to believe the woman, right? But we also know that the left don't apply that same standard to themselves. When it comes to Franken, oh, no, we're going to protect him. When it comes to, you know, Conyers, well, we've got to wait and see all the evidence or whatever else. But the minute somebody on the right has an accusation, well, then, whoa, look at here. We got to, you know, go freak out. I want to talk about Rex Tillerson, because I'd started having a conversation about him based on a friend of mine having dinner with the president. And he said to me, Kevin, you know, Tillerson's not leaving. They don't have a beef the way the media is saying it. But what I wanted to talk about with Tillerson, he's an interesting guy to me because he ran one of the largest companies in the world, maybe the largest company, ExxonMobil. He's obviously not as wealthy as Donald Trump, but he's, in terms of accomplishments, running a multi-global company like ExxonMobil is not easy to do. And he left that job to take on the job as Secretary of State, which I think he's tasked to do that. The other thing I like about Tillerson, he's very easygoing in the sense of, you know, he can be stern without it looking like he's being stern. And so I think that's a good quality. He's an older gentleman, so he would have a level of respect around the world that Hillary Clinton wouldn't. People didn't respect Hillary Clinton. So you've got a lot of positive things. Now, I don't know what even the little beef is, because, you know, President Trump admitted, he goes, yeah, we have our issues. And, of course, that means anything. I could say that to every person that I work with. We have our issues, but we work through it. But there's something a little deeper to the issue. That's my guess, because I know I want Tillerson to be a little more, I don't know, is it aggressive? And I can understand Trump, whose his personality is just, you know, they say bull in the china shop, even though they've proven that the bull in the china shop just walks through the aisles. He doesn't destroy it. But what I liked about Tillerson was when he started dismantling the State Department and saying, we don't need this. We're not going to do it. And what's funny, you get a guy who comes from ExxonMobil, which, by the way, is a huge bureaucracy in and of itself, and they're wasteful, but they also know you can't run like the government. So he's a good blend between government and corporation, you know, and complete free-for-all. Because as a corporate guy, he's like, okay, we got to have some corporate, you know, fiscal responsibility here. But also realize that we're a big organization. Yet, he fired 100 people. Did you guys hear about this? Back in D.C., more than 100 senior Foreign Service officers had been left. Have left the State Department since President Trump took office, and what appears to be a forced exodus carried out by Secretary of State Tillerson. Among those who have departed with the State Department's Chief of Security, Bill Miller, who left supposedly after Tillerson refused to meet with him. And I don't know. I mean, look, I get it. Security, you know, you got powerful guy traveling around the world. I don't understand all the details of this. I'm not going to pretend to. But they say Miller is one of the most powerful people at the State Department, yet he was reportedly forced to cite a law requiring him to be allowed to speak to the Secretary of State before Tillerson was willing to meet with him for 5 minutes, leading Miller to resign. Well, good, go. See, the thing about a lot of these bureaucrats, they think, I'm the only one who can do the job. You let me go, what are you going to do? Put somebody else in your place or not replace you? The biggest complaint they have right now, we do not have ambassadors in all these countries. Who cares? There are, I think, 192 countries, give or take, in the world. Do we have to have somebody in all of them this very minute? The answer is no. There are some countries we'll fill that slot if we get to it. Let's be honest. Half of the countries in the world are insignificant. If they want to reach out to us, call the State Department. We'll be gracious to you, but do I have to have somebody in country? How much money does it cost for us to put somebody in a protective compound, give them a house, an expense account, an entire staff, etc., so we can talk about, you know, crop dusting in some, you know, sub-Saharan armpit? And then there are countries where we certainly don't want people. I mean, I think it's great. So Tillerson's letting go of 100 folks. I mean, I don't know how big of a budget that is or whatever, but I think it's great. I think that somebody looking at all this stuff realistically and saying, what do we really need, has been long overdue. We've let these guys just tell us how it's supposed to work, and nobody's questioned them.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head? Comb it over? Wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real hair back permanently. Check them out today, because they're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts EASY66 to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad, because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're ahead of the curve. They use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text EASY66 to 85850. Ask about the Bosley Guarantee. EASY66 to 85850.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood flow. pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Your dots go to Kushner and then the president. There really are no other dots here.
This is a case that reaches directly into the heart of the Trump administration, into the Oval Office.
People now who have believed that the president's sort of loose way with information and facts was his best defense now think that the president is in danger and exposed.
I do agree. This is a big moment where if you're on the fence, you start to think, geez, is this whole thing going down? Is it Watergate?
Breaking news. ABC News' Brian Ross is reporting Michael Flynn promised full cooperation to the Mueller team and is prepared to testify that as a candidate, Donald Trump directed him to make contact with the Russians. Yes!
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here to Kevin Jackson Show. So what you heard there was a montage of all the leftists freaking out over the news of Flynn. He's going to testify. And they had gotten a preliminary ABC News. That was,
well, Flynn was told by President, by candidate Trump to contact the Russians, and then they were all celebratory.
And then they get the bad news. Surprise! The theme of our show today is surprise. There's a lot of surprises coming. Hannity had a surprise yesterday. I don't know, I didn't watch the show, but supposedly he released something. But there are going to be a lot of surprises coming up. And I don't know about you guys. I like the surprises that are coming up. Because let me explain what I mean by that. You're not going to get any surprises from Trump. Trump is very upfront. Here's what I want. Here's why I want it. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm not going to worry about these clowns. He has said it. We'll play a little short clip. But he said it. Again, I haven't done anything. I told you guys. One of my friends at dinner with him, he asked him point blank. He's like, look, Donald, come on. What's up? He says, look, there's nothing there. Nothing. He goes, I didn't need to reach out to the Russians. I didn't reach out to them. There's nothing there. He goes, this is strictly theater. And let them go. I don't care. I'm just moving on. And that's what he's doing. But let me tell you something. Every time you turn around, what's going on? These guys are up a creek. They're up a creek. They're struggling. They're trying to latch on to something. I mean, Joy Behar was exuberant over the news. Exhilarated. Yes. We got him. Keith Olbermann.
I'm going to retire because I don't need to do it anymore. We've got him.
What do you got? You got a guy doing an amazing job. Let me tell you, the biggest worry of the Democrats in 2018, and by the way, same with the Republicans, because there's a bunch of rhinos and establishment people over there, is watching Donald Trump work his magic. There's one thing you cannot speak to. You can say, that dude is a jerk, man. He's this, he's that, whatever. But doggone it, you know, my pool is clean. My house is clean. My landscape, my lawn is manicured. My building is impeccably clean. The staff is really amazing. You know, whatever it is that you want done, you know, he's a window washer.
He sucks at it, man. He's terrible.
Then, you know, why am I, every time I look out, I don't even see a smudge. I don't see a hint
of bird droppings or anything. It's like there's no window there at all. He's so good at it. You cannot argue with results. That's their problem.
I hate when he tweets. Why is he tweeting? Trevor Noah tweet.
Barack Obama. Did you guys hear this? Barack Obama.
I got more people on my Twitter than he's got.
He's all, because Barack Obama's got 100 million people. Trump only has 44 million. And Obama's like, I got more people on Twitter.
Yeah,
because Jack allows more people to get to you. Are you kidding? Let me ask you this. Let's ask the question this way. Two people are going to go fill a stadium of people that want to see them, you know, see their work or hear them talk or whatever. Who fills? If Barack Obama went to Harlem and or Compton or anywhere and said, I'm going to be speaking at an event, it's free, come out, and Trump did the same thing, who do you think has more people? You know the answer. It's Donald Trump. Barack Obama has been embarrassed worldwide with the attendance at his events. Now, I'm not talking about these paid ones now that he's not president, but I'll promise you this. If Donald Trump came right in behind Barack Obama, which would be the worst thing you'd want to do if you were a performer, he'd get double the audience, easily. 10 times the audience. These people are lunatics. Anyway, that's not what I want to talk about. I want to talk about, there's a hint that was given recently that James Comey might be under investigation. Now, we reported on the firing of Peter Stroke, or whatever it is, Strzok. Strzok is his name. Who has a name like that? Czechoslovakian or something? By a vowel. He was part of Special Prosecutor Mueller's team. They uncovered, while searching for information to bury Trump, the special, I think they call it the Inspector General, finds information that Peter Strzok is sending out text messages of pro-Hillary, anti-Trump, whatever, and he's one of the people. Now, I told you guys, this is great news. This is great news.
Kevin, how could that possibly be great news?
It's great news because what it's telling you is in an investigation headed by a crooked guy who is friends with Obama and Clinton and Comey, who's hiring people who are unfriendly to Trump, they still got nothing. That guy gets fired off the investigation, and it's spiraling in on him. Who is it capturing? Well, rumor is James Comey. Yeah, anti-Trump, pro-Hillary Clinton shill, working against Donald Trump. Not looking for the truth. Mueller, by the way, he's the same way, as I said. But the New York Times said of Strzok, whatever his name is, Peter Strzok is considered one of the most experienced and trusted FBI counterintelligence investigators. That's what the New York Times said of the guy who has now been fired by yet another shield. How bad is your investigation when you have to fire the guy that the New York Times says is one of the most trusted guys on the planet and best out there, and you got to fire him? So the optics of this doesn't look very good for Mueller or the Democrats or Hillary Clinton or Barack Obama or any of the other stooges that they're going to be looking at. And this latest revelation about Strzok or whatever his name is certainly calls into question the entire investigation, as well as the man who led the FBI at the time the investigation was launched, and that would be James Comey. So during an appearance on CBS's Face the Nation, Lindsey Graham said that he alluded that Comey was under investigation. And here's what he says. Graham said he did not agree with Trump's description of the Bureau, but said Comey will have to answer for decisions he made during his time helming the FBI. Trump fired Comey in May in a decision that triggered the appointment of Mueller to take over the special the federal investigation into Russia's election meddling and its possible collusion with the Trump campaign. I think he made some decisions that were very, very wrong, Graham said to host John Dickerson regarding Comey. There's an ongoing criminal investigation. Comey may be part of it. You tweet
and comment regarding ongoing criminal investigations at your own peril. I'd be careful if I were you, Mr. President. I'd watch this. Yeah, all I can tell you is idle threat. Nobody, the president doesn't care about this. Are you kidding? But here's the thing that gets me. It should be no surprise to any of us that Comey's under investigation. In fact, it wouldn't surprise me if they opened up an investigation on Mueller. But you can bet this. President Trump is not going to be persuaded by a rhino like Lindsey Graham to stop his tweeting. And he doesn't have to know whatever's going on in that investigation. He's not involved. Not at all. So for him to tweet this, because he was tweeting, because he got mad. President Trump got mad. He says, I never asked Comey to stop investigating Flynn. Just more fake news covering another Comey lie. And what was funny about it is, I remember the testimony of Comey when he said he got scared in the room with the president. Do you remember that? I remember it. You know, he was intimidating. And President Trump said at that time, look, you take this thing wherever it needs to go. And I remember that in the testimony. So for Comey to try to get out of it, you know, it'd be tough on him. But he said, tainted, no, very dishonest FBI. Agents' role in Clinton probe under review. So here's the president saying, you're going after me, and you've got guys out there who have an agenda. This, he's pointing out this is an investigation that is worse than a witch hunt, and he's right to do it. And then when I told you guys, he doesn't have to care about it. When you're innocent, you don't have to care. And all of a sudden, the rats start to you know, leave the ship. And that's exactly what's happening here. Then he says this, after years of Comey with the phony and dishonest Clinton investigation and more running the FBI, its reputation is in tatters, worst in history. But fear not, we will bring it back to greatness. I love that tweet. I love it. Make the FBI great again. That's essentially what he's saying. And so people came in and chimed in. I'll talk a little bit about it in a bit because we run out of time. Keep it here, folks.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you ever lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, pay close attention because huge discounts are now available in solar generators. Perfect for backup power outages and emergencies. Portable solar generators provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And, unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no dangerous fumes, and produces an endless supply of electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running secretly in your own home. Right now, get a $5,000 solar generator for just $995 while supplies last. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. GCN listeners, use coupon code GCN at checkout for this special offer. MySolarBackup.com. Use coupon code GCN. EMP protection available at an additional charge.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Putting an end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I want to start where I just ended with Senator Feinstein. She is not somebody that is a bomb thrower, Doris Kearns Goodwin. She basically walked right up to the line of he's not fit for office right now. She was right there, pretty close.
Something happened a month ago, and obviously you're thinking, oh my God, tell us what it is that happened. But clearly the people inside the administration, inside the Congress, are feeling a sense of enormous concern right now. I don't understand how President Trump could say the other day, no collusion, we are very happy. How can he be happy? The administration has been under a shadow from the beginning. Energy has been lost, time and resources have been lost, and now it's going into an even deeper direction. As long as it doesn't hit him, he says, we're happy. Don't the people you choose around you, who have now shown themselves to be untrustworthy, reflect you? That's the major idea of a leader, as an example. And yet he says, we're very happy. There's such a disconnect between what's happening and what he's feeling.
Welcome back, everybody. Doris Kearns, presidential historian, leftist. Inside the administration, there's a sense of enormous concern, inside, outside, with Congress, etc. Because she knows she's an insider. This is a relic. This lady, no, I'm not trying to be mean, but she's, you know, probably close to 70 years old. She's not worked with Trump. Most of the people that he's working with are new people. But she knows. She's on the inside. But let's say that she is. There's an enormous amount of concern. Let me tell you, like I said before, the left tell you what's going on with them. There's an enormous amount of concern with them. I love what this part. She says, how could he be happy? How in the world could Donald Trump be happy? Maybe because he's president. He's not supposed to be. But how can he be happy? Energy lost. Here's all the explanations. This is what she says. Energy lost. Time and energy have been lost in this. And then she goes into, you know, maybe it doesn't reach you, but don't you care about the people around you? Aren't you guilty by association? Can you imagine a leftist saying that to you? Aren't you guilty by association? I don't understand the disconnect. Well, Doris, let me explain. The disconnect's not with us. The disconnect's not with Trump. The disconnect is with the left. These people who have this all-out, hell-bent mentality that they're going to get this man no matter what. Well, it's tough to get somebody when they're not guilty. This reminds me of the Rachel Maddow tax deal. You know, we're going to get Donald Trump's tax returns. We've got Donald Trump's tax returns. We've got them right here. Yep, we're going to be talking about it on the show. Yep, they're on there. They're being FedExed right over to me. Courier over. We're going to have them right before the broadcast. I will be able to let you know what's going on with Donald Trump's taxes. And then she opens up his taxes, and it turns out Donald Trump's paid like $52 million in taxes. It just... You ever had the wind knocked out of you? Let me tell you, as a fighter, I had, the first time it happened to me, I was playing football. But you get the wind knocked out of you, you get hit in the right place, it's like, oh, hold on a minute. That was a slow motion body punch to Rachel Maddow. She vamped for an hour. Yep, well, we told you. We were going to get him. And you know, sometimes, never had one of these deals where you're out in the country, you're driving along. Car's moving. You're motoring. You can hear that motor running. You see the landscape as it's going by. Depending on the speed, it goes fast. It goes slow. Depending on your speed. I mean, would you want to listen to my radio show if I vamped for 20 minutes on a road drive, you know, the drive between the highway and the 2-mile dirt road to get to my grandmother's house? You know, you hit that fence and there you go. You got to get out. You're going to have to open the gate. That's right. So what do? You pop the locks. You see those locks go up and you think to yourself, boy, that was interesting. It's automatic. Pop. I hit the button. The lock pops up. What do I do then? Well, open the door. Open the door. I've got to go and do what? You know, well, we've got to, dare I say, open that gate. I was laughing with one of the executives of Fox about Rachel Maddow. And you know, she goes, Kevin, she's effective. I'm like, that's not effective. Okay, so put her in that time slot and then let me have a time slot that's next to Rachel where I'm talking about issues and explaining things and we're having a good time. And Rachel's over there vamping. And she just started laughing. I mean, come on, seriously? The disconnect, what are these people talking about? The disconnect is on their end. The very disconnect that got Donald Trump elected. What do they want to prove? You want to prove that, oh, you know what, you can be right about something, but we can still take it away from you. You ever had one of those, you know, you see those shows, the principle show, you know, the rich guy, even though you are right on principle, he's like, doesn't matter, I own the town, so I can throw you in jail. Well, congratulations to you. But I'm the town's cobbler, so your kids aren't going to have any shoes. I mean, really? So, but it's funny to listen to them. They are so hell-bent on just making sure that in getting what they want. I mean, you ever had a kid just cry, 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 and then the parents finally go, just get it, but it's going to be the last time you get it. And the kid's like, and they finally get it, and they shut up, and they go, okay. Doesn't matter if it's bad for them. I want to stick this fork in the electrical outlet. You don't do it. Get away from there. I'm going to make me beat you, boy. And if, okay, do it. Go ahead. Fine. Don't look at me. You've done that, haven't you? Did you do that with your parents? What have you got? Let me ask you this. What have you guys done that you, and I know the audience can't hear you, but what have you done that you regret? Like your parents said, don't do it. Like some girl you dated, right? Mm-hmm. Or what, you know, something bad where your parents told you, they warned you. You have a story, right? We all have that story. Parents said, don't do it, but you did it. And this happened. I don't remember one of my stories at this point, but I know I have some. If I'm forced to remember, I know my grandmother went, I wouldn't do it. And I was like, you don't know nothing, old lady. She, you just an old lady. No, I never said anything like that to my grandmother. Even though a couple times I was like, you know, just because you're older doesn't mean you know. Come on, we've all had that moment. But see, for us, it's not about being older. I'm listening to Doris Kearns talk about Donald Trump and them trying to get this man, and they're giddy. And I'm talking, what are you giddy over? Here, there's a guy, he commented back and said, y'all need to get over yourselves.
A lot of the heavy breathing and a lot of the speculation is completely unwarranted. That plea agreement does not, to me, indicate that there's very much else there. When you have a witness who can put other people into criminal behavior, you can do one of two things. You can either immunize them if they're not willing to disclose their information. You can either give them immunity, in which case they have to testify truthfully, or else they, if they don't testify, they go to jail for contempt. If they testify falsely, they go to jail for perjury. Or else you can make them plead guilty to participating in the same criminal conduct that you're trying to prove up against the other people you're after, because that's the most convincing evidence of the existence of the conspiracy.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. Now, the former attorney general, and he's speaking he's nonpartisan in this. He's saying there's only a couple ways we do this, and Donald Trump has nothing to worry about. But I want to go back to Kearns, who says, well, isn't he concerned about the people around him? What, like Jared Kushner, his son-in-law? You think he's concerned? If there were a reason to be concerned, he'd be concerned. Kushner's out at some event having a good time, and rightfully so. Nobody's going to be in trouble over anything that's going on. This is one of those things where the left wants to feel some level of vindication. When they won those two governor seats that they were supposed to win. Yeah, look at us. We're winners. All right. You know, because they don't want to feel like losers. They are losers. And see, the interesting thing is, even over the decades, as they felt like winners, they know they've been losers. They just got into the mentality to believe that even though they were losing, they were winning. I call it backfire. You know, a guy that you beat him up while you're walking backwards, but he still thinks he's winning because he's coming forward. You're peppering him. Pop, 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 pop. And he's like, yeah, but I'm still going forward, so I must be winning. So that's what the left has believed. We're still moving our agenda forward. We got to be winning. Look at everything we're winning on. We got gay issues. We got immigration on. And then finally the people went, no, you haven't been winning. Now, I'm not saying we were rope-a-doping them, because we were getting our butts kicked too, to a degree. But let me just say, the truth cannot lose over time. It has to win. You can't. How long are you going to fake people into believing Barack Obama was competent when eventually somebody competent is going to come in and show you that he wasn't? That's exactly what's happening right now. And that's the rebellion of the lie.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.